A memorial service turned into a political rally last night as more than 20,000 people gathered to remember Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone. Wellstone, his wife and daughter, and two pilots and three campaign staffers were killed Friday when their plane crashed in northern Minnesota. Tom Scheck of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
The beginning of the event was much like any other memorial service. Music played, tears flowed, and thoughtful words were spoken about Senator Wellstone, his wife Sheila and daughter Marcia, and the three other Democratic campaign staffers who died in last week's plane crash. But by the end of the night, thousands of Wellstone supporters were in full roar, cheering on speakers like Senator Tom Harkin. The Iowa Democrat, who said Wellstone was his best friend in the Senate, waved his fists in the air and urged the crowd to maintain Wellstone's legacy of fighting for social justice.
For Paul, will you stand up and keep fighting for better wages, for those who mop our floors, for those who take care of our elderly, teach our kids, and help our homeless? Say yes!
Harkin's speech ended a memorial service that turned into an all-out political rally. Wellstone was engaged in a tight re-election that could have decided the fate of the Senate. The crowd shook the rafters with a roar when they saw former President Clinton and other nationally known Democrats on the giant screens above their heads. They also booed when Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, a Mississippi Republican, was shown. Rick Kahn, Wellstone's close friend and campaign treasurer, seized on the crowd's partisan nature. He urged several of Wellstone's Republican colleagues to work to help Democrats win in the upcoming election.
Tonight, we are filled with overwhelming grief and sorrow. If Paul Wellstone's legacy in the Senate comes to an end within just days after this unspeakable tragedy, our spirits will be crushed. We are begging you, do not let this happen.
State Democrats have not replaced Wellstone's name on the ballot yet, but former Vice President Walter Mondale is said to be considering it strongly. Mondale was given several standing ovations when he was featured on the overhead video screens. He waved, shook hands with President Clinton, and hugged his wife. By the end of the evening, the crowd was chanting Mondale's nickname. Wellstone's two sons also urged the crowd to work to continue their father's legacy. But they spoke more on a personal level about their parents and sister. David Wellstone looked back fondly in regard to his father's work on social justice. He also spoke highly of his mother's work on behalf of battered women. David Wellstone said Sheila Wellstone was the one who kept their family together.
My mom was everything to us. My dad wasn't who he was without my mom.
A spokeswoman for Republican Senate candidate Norm Coleman said the former St. Paul mayor attended the service. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson showed up on behalf of the Bush administration. An official with the White House's Vice President Dick Cheney intended to attend, but decided against it after speaking with Wellstone's family. Attendees of the event say they hope they can use the service as a springboard to next week's election. Jerry Arepez is an activist with the Carpenters Union. He was wearing a Vote DFL for Paul button on his jacket. He said he expects a large number of Democrats will now be energized to get to the polls.
Paul was a unique individual, compassionate, and I really think that he's really put a warmth in people's hearts, as that he's a fighter. And I know that the people, when they leave here tonight, they're going to go back out there to the polls and they're going to fight for him.
The Minnesota Republican Party will also be fighting as Election Day draws closer. Party officials have scheduled a Get Out the Vote rally for this evening. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.